Numbers chapter 14, verses 10 to 12. Enough is enough. Let me just read the relevant words. As you know, Moses and Aaron, Joshua and Caleb have pleaded with the people not to go on in their unbelief, not to show such disregard, disrespect to God, and to trust him and obey him, and in confidence to go into the promised land. God will give that land to them. But the people refused. In fact, they talk about stoning these four. Let me read on. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. Let me pause there. God intervened. And how? God appeared. Then the Lord appeared. Then the Lord, the glory of the Lord appeared. And all of the people saw his glory. And not only did God reveal his glory to the people, overwhelming them with the sense of his glory and his presence, then the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them? And so on. Let me read the rest in a moment or two. God speaks to them, and how? What a devastating word. Not directly to the people, but to the people through Moses. His glory and his voice coming. He distanced himself from the people. He did not say, how long will my people? How long will my chosen people? How long will my people that I have redeemed from Egypt? How long will these Israelites, these Hebrews who belong to me by choice, these children of Abraham and so on, how long? No. How long will these people with me? He's distancing himself. It's not my people. These people who belong to me, it's these people over there. They become foreigners to me. They become enemies to me. They've come to despise me. They refuse me. They treat me and my words and the miracles and the signs and the wonders that have gone on and on and on. They treat all these things with contempt. You can hear God speaking. You can feel it. He is speaking here as a man might speak. You can feel the passion. You can feel the way they have despised him. Psalm 106, verse 24. They despise him. Romans 2, 4. How long will you despise and reject and refuse and show contempt for the mercy of God that needs your repentance? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 8. To disobey the word of God, to doubt the word of God, to disobey the commandments of God in the gospel, well, in the law for Israel and the gospel for us. 1 Thessalonians 4, 8 is to show contempt not for man, but for God, is to despise God. That's what these people are doing. And then God says, how long, how long, how long will it go on? Enough is enough. They have not trusted, they have not seen or appreciated the manner, the promises. It's not to be afraid of the Canaanites, a fear, contempt for God. They treat me with contempt. It's not just disbelief, it's unbelief, it's willful unbelief. It's they will not receive. They refuse to accept the evidence and the marks of God's faithfulness. In spite of all the mercies, in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them. And so God says, because you won't believe my promises, because you won't believe my providences, because you won't go on in obedience, I will strike you down. And I will start again. And with Moses, I will make a new and better nation, greater and stronger than they. This is a real test for Moses. If he had been this proud man, here was the chance. Yes, Lord, wipe them out and begin with me, and we'll really get it right. We'll get it right this time. No, no, no. He didn't take that line at all. No, no, no. That's not the way. We shall see. But that's the offer here. Well, what do we have here? This is unbelief. Treating God and his promise and his word and his commandment with contempt. Ignoring it. Procrastination. Putting it to one side, watering it down, glossing it over, finding escape routes. These are ways of despising God. And it's not just Israel. Believer, we can be guilty of it. I can be guilty of it. You can be. Search me, O God, see if there's any wicked way in me. Deliver me from this unbelief. I believe the church is riddled with it today. I believe we're showing contempt for the Word of God. We're adding our own systems to the Word of God. We've departed from the Scripture. It's a warning to us. The consequences, as we shall see in the following discourse, the consequences are severe. Enough is enough. God reaches the end of the tether, if you like. It's a warning to the unbeliever. You can't always get away with despising God and His Word. He shows mercy to you. Again and again, his goodness shows you, leading you to repentance. But if you will not come, if you will refuse, if you refuse him who speaks, the price will be devastating and eternal. Oh, I plead with you, do not refuse Christ. Trust him now. Obey him in the gospel. Submit to him. Rely upon his blood and righteousness. Know him. Trust him. Call upon him and be saved. Do not put it off. Do not show contempt for God by delaying in this matter. Learn from the Hebrews. So I appeal to fellow believers. I appeal to the churches. I appeal to the elders, the teachers of the churches. I appeal to unbelievers. Refuse not God who speaks in his word. Don't be cleverer than God. Don't be wiser than God. Don't be smarter than God. Don't think you can plan your own way out of all this. May God have mercy upon us. The glory of the Lord appeared, and the Lord said, how long will these people treat me with contempt? Will they not believe my word? Will they not believe the evidences? Then if they will not, then I will smite them down, and I will destroy them, and start again. Oh, may God have mercy upon us. He did it in the days of Noah. He did it with these Israelites. They all perished in the wilderness, apart from Joshua and Caleb. They all perished, all of them, without exception. Think of that. Not one of these people entered the promised land, apart from Joshua and Caleb. What a solemn warning. Is it that small? It's the true remnant, that tiny. May God have mercy upon us in our day, for Christ's sake. Amen.